Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden.
Hello, it's Brandy
and Keisha,
and we would like to welcome you back to episode 8 of Mama's on the Move.
Episode 8.
Yes.
Almost to the magic number 10. Mm-hmm. We're about to hit them double digits in a minute.
I know, that's exciting, Keisha.
It is exciting. Yeah. I mean, especially since we put this all together in a 3-week span. When we started from me calling you to you saying yes to us saying, okay, let's do this.
Even though it's been developing in our minds for probably about 6 years. What do you say?
Yeah, definitely. But I definitely know over the last, I would say over 18 months, we were like, we have got to figure this out.
It was
all about timing. Yeah, it was all about timing. So, yeah, so exciting. We're almost to the double digits. We need to do something special for episode 10, like have a live podcast.
Oh, that would be dope.
Right?
Yeah,
yes. And have an audience. Keisha says yes.
So get ready, y'all.
Get ready.
Episode 10 is going to be live.
Yes, it's going to be live.
Yes,
we're going to give you guys more details since we just threw that out real quick. Okay, so.
Well, what's going on with you this week, Keisha?
What's going on with me this week? So I launched my course yesterday for the Keeping It Real Estate Academy. And Keyshawn, thank you. Keyshawn was actually the person who did my video. We were up to like 4 o'clock that morning trying to figure out how to get it to load. Well, he and Milka were up, but I was on my phone back and forth with them in a group text. But so it was exciting. I had over 125 students. I had like around 125 students that signed up for my course.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Yes. I was like, oh, my gosh. And so now they're already asking me what's going to be next. And can you drop another before Christmas so we can get ready for the new year? I'm like,
hey, they working you.
Okay. I'm like, okay, I got to get closed before the end of the year. But that was a good thing that happened this week. And I want to thank you again because I was definitely feeling some type of way. I even texted you on your birthday. And I hated to bother you on your birthday. The day before, I was like, can you pray for me? Then the day of your birthday, I was like, you know, just feeling some type of way. So I appreciate you always, you know, you always have my back, girl. But that was pretty much it. This morning, I got an email from DJ Spanish Teacher as I sat in the parking lot. He's now on the border or either fell in Spanish. They don't tell you which one it is. So I don't know, child, but we just gonna have to figure it out. But it was a good week. It's been a long week. I'm tired. I'm ready for a little break.
Yeah.
It's been a long week.
Well, hopefully, I know you were... looking to plan a little short getaway.
Yeah.
And you know, life and kids kind of had you to delay that. So but yes. Hopefully you will have.
I am going to get away to get before the end of the year. I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise y'all gonna be seeing me on Channel 2.
Yeah.
Because I am like on the good stuff, but just, you know, you need time to regroup. Like you just went away for your birthday for, you know, you just need time to just regroup. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting in another environment. I might just go up to Lake Oconee.
Yeah.
But
just to be, like you said, out of the environment, stressful environment that you're in, have a moment to breathe and relax and just take in some different scenery.
It'll
recharge you.
Right. And Ralph is actually shooting a movie down in Savannah until January, so I'll go and just stay with him for a weekend.
I would do that in a heartbeat. I love that place.
So, you know. But that was pretty much it. The course and just working. I've been working a lot. And, you know, for me, that's a lot.
Finishing this last quarter strong.
Yes, finishing this last quarter very strong. It's looking really, really good. What's going on with you? Well, how was your week?
Girl, my week was amazing. So, of course, I just celebrated the big 4-4.
Big 4-4.
Yes. So I had my birthday on Wednesday and we went down to Savannah, which is my favorite place in the world.
Where y'all got married.
That's where we got married, girl.
Yes.
So any chance we get to go, you know, to get away, and that's just so short and sweet, it's a 3.5-hour drive, and I'm telling you, like, that place, my spirit just lights up whenever I get there.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know, I of course, we got married there,
but
even before we got married, there's just so much allure about that city. It's just like, it's enchanting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it
like,
is.
It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The architecture, the history, you know, the trees. It's like,
I
it's
love
just such
trees.
A beautiful,
yeah,
beautiful
is.
City.
It's beautiful.
So, girl, I said, I'm already have claimed it. And my husband, he already knows, because I got to get my baby house down there, because that is just a second home. Once we get finished getting all these children out the house.
Right, exactly.
That would be a lovely second home destination
place
for us.
And that's how I always felt about Hilton Head. We used to vacation there every Labor Day, Daryl and I, and then we did it for some years after. And that's when I would go to, it's like literally once I would cross that bridge to get into Hilton Head, I would just feel a sense of relief.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. And I always said, we you know, I wanted to have a home in Hilton Head. So I'm with you.
Yes, girl. So yeah, so that was my week. Got a chance to my parents took me out to dinner last night once
so
we got
nice.
Back in town. Oh, and then I'll talk about that during the ish my kids did this week.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why our trips, because we are mamas on the move and we're such devoted mothers and parents, you know, my birthday trip was cut short because on my birthday, my sons were playing in their first high school basketball game together as brothers.
Yeah.
So I had to make it back in town to see that. And they certainly made it worth my while.
Yeah. I was getting texts from my brother and my son.
Yes. It was so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I can't wait for you to talk
about that during
later.
The kids
segment. That's exciting. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great week. You know, I put a post up that just said, you know, my life, God has just filled my life with and my heart with joy, you know, so it's like that's just such a good space to be in. Like, I just have a lot of joy in my life. Not to say that you don't have hardships.
Of course.
And that you're
life.
Not going through challenges that may, you know, try you. But at the end of the day, I do have a sense of joy and it's just a really good feeling. So it felt good going into this birthday with that. You know, within that space.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it was good. It
That's
was good.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Glad you had a great birthday. Well, honey, you wear 44 extremely well.
Thank you, boo.
Let me just tell
Thank
you that
you,
right
boo.
Now. You are killing 44,
yes.
honey. Yes. So, we're just going to move right on into our topic
should.
Of the week.
Because it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And although you out of the race, but you can still talk about when you were in the race.
Honey, because I was single for a long time.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, we are going to talk about... We're just going to talk about love, like dating in the A.
Yeah.
I guess it's the best way to say it, dating in the A. So I wanted to talk about this because clearly I am dating in the A.
Right.
And it's just so different from when I dated back year, what feels like a century ago when I met Daryl in 96. Yeah, because the Olympics was here. So in 96 and, you know, been single since 2008, really didn't think about dating for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm being more deliberate, but I'm serious about it now.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to be...
You're intentional.
I am intentional.
Yes.
And so, it's been very frustrating. It's been a frustrating process for me. I've tried online, you know, and I think I am part of some of the frustration because it's like, I guess I want, well, I say people want microwave success in business. I kind of want microwave success in love.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, you think back to when you met... You know, when I met Daryl, it was instant. Like, I knew. I was like, ooh, I want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I want that same kind of, I want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have, like, what I loved about Ryan is Ryan came for you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And now I feel like men be wanting.
Honey, we know.
I feel like they be wanting you to chase them.
Yeah.
And I'm just not, we're not built that way. We're not supposed to do that. Now, I believe we're supposed to be submissive and be open. And when somebody comes that you really care about, show them that. But I'm not putting on my track shoes to run after
no,
the man.
No, and we come from a generation of women who, I mean, I was taught to be chaste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a learned behavior that you are not going to chase no man.
Right.
You know, like the thrill, I think men feed into it and get energy from the chase. Like, yeah, that's part of their nature to
right.
hunt.
They're you supposed know, to hunt.
That's
right.
their makeup.
Exactly.
That's their
right.
makeup.
Right.
So it is truly, you know, I think out of whack for it to be reversed.
Right.
Like,
but it's
completely
but,
out of whack.
But now it's almost starting to become the norm because there are so many women that are okay with that.
Yeah.
That are okay with leading and I don't want to do none
and,
of
and
it.
Too because you know we always hear about these ratios like yeah, the 10 to 1 you know women
19
to man
to
count,
1 22 to 1
and so it does Ooh, make child. It a bit more challenging for sisters that yeah. or women in general that are dating it does
but
it,
white
it does
women they be getting married we just talked about that before like I mean they do I mean seriously because they I mean to me even now still, I know Renee shared with us and one of her good friends say this tough on us too, but you don't see it like you see it with us.
Yeah.
So I don't really.
Yeah, we tend to be in relationships much longer
right.
than we probably should.
But that's another thing. That's another trend I feel like. I don't know. We've kind of gotten away from marriage as a people.
Yeah.
Like we don't really like.
People are comfortable with, you know.
Living together and yeah. doing everything that married people do, but not being married.
But that's because they don't see the true value.
In marriage.
And what that covenant really truly means.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so like why get married when I'm getting all the benefits, uh-huh. you know, and reaping all the, you know, whatever married people do, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know.
That's
I think
like the old people say, why buy the cow when you get the milk for
milk
free?
Milk for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but I believe in marriage. So, I mean, I do. I mean, and some, you know, one of my girlfriends said, well, you're older. And I'm like, okay, that may be true, but that's
and,
just
and
why.
Now, as an older woman, as you do become more, you know, seasoned,
mm-hmm.
I think your expectations are
different.
Probably different. Yeah,
yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
So your standards, you know, are
They
Sets.
Have a different mindset. I mean, when I was helping my brother with his company and interviewing people, I was shocked every single time I had to conduct interviews with the way people dressed.
Mm.
I mean, it was unbelievable to me. So
yeah.
that's when I knew, and that's before I ever heard the term millennial.
Yeah.
But I knew something had shifted. Something was different. And what, I mean, even when I go to my favorite restaurant, Houston's, and I see people come in for job interviews, I stopped the manager one time and I said, is that how most people show up? He said, unfortunately, yes.
Wow.
Depending on the age. And so it is a different mindset, but I've gotten a little frustrated because my time is limited. So I want to spend it with somebody that I like.
Yeah.
And I don't want to force it, you know?
And you shouldn't have to. And I said, you know, I was single, you know, my first husband passed in 2004. I didn't remarry until 2017. So that's 13 years
mm-hmm.
of singlehood, you know, mm-hmm. being a single person. So I certainly had my share of droughts.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my, I think, it was frustrating, but it was also, it was a time for me to really focus on my energy on my children.
Right.
You know, all my children and all my business. One of my girlfriends, she posted on social media the other day on a Facebook. She said, you will not hear or see anything about my dating life until you see a ring.
Amen.
And it was so funny
Amen.
Because she tagged me in a post. She said, I learned that from Brandi Hunter Lewis.
Absolutely.
But that was so part of my... I don't know, my mystique and just my, I guess, just the way I feel like I'm not finna put all my business out.
Right.
Exactly. You're not gonna know who I'm dating. You know, I feel like that's such a personal experience. And I didn't even like put Ryan out there until really.
We were engaged.
Until we were engaged.
We were engaged. Y'all were engaged. Yeah.
Yeah, until I was engaged.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because you just never know. You just never know. Relationships.
And then people put them out there so much, and then when they break up, they don't be wanting nobody to ask no questions. I be DMing them like, what happened? Girl, I thought y'all. Don't get private now, shit.
Right.
You done put everything out, everything out for there. Breakfast, and you met his mama and everything, and now all of a sudden he disappeared. You mad because I'm saying, girl, what's up? Oh no, bitch, you gonna tell
yeah,
me?
We need to know.
We needs to know, okay? Because yes. you forced us into the relationship, and now that you out the relationship, you gonna oh no, you don't get to leave just like that, sis.
Yes.
Sis, as everybody say nowadays,
girl. But no, but that's important. I
yeah.
think, you know, you got to keep your personal life private until you know for sure, for
until
sure.
you know for sure,
Yeah,
because
social media is messy, too.
Listen,
oh
Linda.
My God.
It is so messy. Like, it is, and it's like, I say it all the time, it's like an Insta lie, man, because I know people for a fact. Well, let me not say that, because then people be feel like, why are you telling my business? But I ain't saying no names. But I have found, in general, the people who post the most tend to have the most challenging relationships. And I find that people that don't
they
post that much,
themselves.
They're looking for validation.
Yeah, they're trying
okay?
to convince
Okay, they're looking
themselves.
For validation. Because I'm telling you, girl, I told you one of my, let me try to figure out how to say this. Somebody called me about business and they was getting ready to go through a divorce and I couldn't believe it because I had just seen where they came back from this fabulous trip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did they go over there to decide? I mean, what the hell? out. Like, y'all could have done that over here. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, girl, so, you know, it's just an interesting way. And it's almost like it's social media is a part of dating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I remember this young girl, this girl named Cleidra McCullers. Cleidra posted she was engaged on like a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, it's so exciting, because she had posted her journey through dating kind of like through her social media. And honey, Cleidra got married Saturday. She had been engaged.
Wow.
She just chose to tell the world. Her family knew, everybody who knew her in real life, they knew. But she had been engaged, but she did basically the same thing. She posted that sucker on Sunday, honey. Yeah. By the time, them pictures came up next Saturday of her wedding.
I love it.
And I was like, that is how you have to move, because it's just, first of all, I don't want to invite that energy in. If I'm really happy and I'm in a good space, I don't want to hear nothing. Just like I used to tell people, if Daryl was cheating, don't tell me. I find out when I'm damn good and ready. Because at the end of the day, I already know what his ass was doing anyway. I was like the CIA. So you deal with stuff, God rest his soul. You deal with stuff when you're ready. So I don't really want nobody telling me anything unless I ask for it.
But, you know, that comes along with maturity, too. Because, you know, as younger women, I think you feel like, oh, it's my obligation. But as you mature and you learn how life is.
Yeah.
You know, I think that comes with maturity, that, you know what, it's not my place to go
in. Right, because you're talking about devastating families.
Yes.
It's a whole different thing. And I had a situation before where somebody felt like I didn't, because I didn't tell them, they felt I betrayed them. Mm. And I was like, and we didn't speak for years. Well, she didn't speak to me. But the reality is, I was looking out for the family.
Yeah.
And just like I said about me, when people are ready to deal with stuff,
They will.
And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, then we became cool again. But it's like, at the end of the day, you going to hold me fault for what you weren't ready to deal with?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we know.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that right now. We always know. I remember putting DJ in a papoosh one night. Well, anyway, I don't want to go to that. But anyway.
one of the questions that was posed was, how has or did social media affect your dating life? Would you say that it's impacted your dating
life? No, social media hasn't impacted my dating life. But I would, well, in turn, I mean, I ain't really had much of a dating life. I'll be honest with you. It ain't a whole hell of a lot to talk about. But, you know, it hasn't impacted my dating life. I think that what it does is sometimes put pressure on you, because it's like everybody happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, where is my forever after?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm telling you, because I love watching certain kind of movies. Like, I love Tyler Perry movies, because it always seemed like the underdog wins.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, you know, when that man dragged Helen through that house and Diary of Mabel, and she ended up meeting the guy, and he was just, you know, she went and got her man at the end. I'm like, where is that for me?
Yeah.
I just start feeling some type of way. But then I read the other day how, what is Boris Kojo's wife's name? With the pretty eyes. Nicole Ari Parker.
Nicole. Mm-hmm.
And she wrote what she wrote out when she was looking. And then she said, but then she had to look at the list and see if she was all those things she was asking for.
Mm.
Now that was an aha moment for me.
That's strong.
So that's when I said, you know what? I said, I'm about to start making my list. And then I'm going to make sure that what I'm asking for, I am.
Yeah. Because my thing is, like, I feel like God is preparing you both for each other.
Right.
And it's going to happen in his time. Just like, you know, it was 13 years for me before I remarried. But I always was like, you know what, God, like, even the guys that I did date and it, you know, didn't work out for whatever reason, I knew. I said, you know what, this is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to force it.
Right.
You know, I wasn't going to force it. Right. You know, I'm like, I'm in a space where I don't have to just be in a relationship just for the sake of being in a relationship.
Right.
You know, so it's like, that doesn't bring me any satisfaction just to... And to please,
but some people do, though. Some people do. Some people just want to be in a relationship.
But you got to find contentment in you,
right.
You know, in you and in your life and what you can, and really find out what do I bring to the table?
Right.
I think that's a time in your singleness that you focus on your personal development.
And I think for me that I'm just now starting to focus on it because DJ's older and the reality that he is going to be going off to school soon has hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
So now I'm more deliberate. Like, oh, I got to hurry. Wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah.
I'm finna be in this big ass house by myself. Let me hurry before I be a man.
Right.
So, or let a man be in a position for us to find one another, because I don't believe you find a man. I think when you're supposed to, it connects, because Daryl and I met twice in 6 months. I ran out of gas. He helped me. And then 6 months later, he pulled me over, you know, to write me a ticket. So that was
But he still found you.
Exactly.
And scripture is, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And so you still, that's the whole, goes back to the whole chasing thing.
Right.
Like, you don't find a man.
No.
You know, you don't seek, you don't go after a man.
Right.
Now, you ain't get, like, you, once you are being pursued, I mean, then it's okay to be courted and to go along with that. But this whole generation of, you know, DMing dudes and reaching out. But I don't know. I don't know, Keisha. I want to ask your opinion on that. So how do you feel about females, if there's somebody that you're fond of, mm-hmm. you know, what do you think, what's your take on, you know, reaching out to that person?
I think it's cute to flirt and be kind of coy. I mm-hmm. think that's okay. I mm-hmm. really do. I mean, you know, the milkman don't deliver anymore. So you do have to take some of the millennial ways of doing things, perhaps. But I mean, this week alone, I had a couple of DM conversations.
Okay, so, but that you initiated?
Nope, I did not
initiate. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't initiate.
So does that play into the whole, you know, you chasing a man if you spark the conversation? You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't know that means you're chasing. I think if you just put it out there that you're interested, the worst thing they can do is say they're not, or you can, you know, because most of the time, if you go that far to look, go into somebody's DM, you already gone through their page. Mm-hmm. And you, and typically if a man is married, he's going to have his wife on there, or, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. So I don't really think it's the worst thing in the world. But another question we got was, when did you know that it was okay to date again for you? When did you start dating after Bryce? The first time.
It was weird because I was emotionless, you know? Like, even if I went out on a date with somebody, like, there was no meaning mm-hmm. or anything to it at all. Like, mm-hmm. I was empty. So it took a few years before I finally felt like, oh, okay, maybe I can start feeling again, mm-hmm. having real feelings again. Mm-hmm. So that was several years.
Ooh, well...
Not to say that I didn't go out, you know yeah. what I'm saying, and engage with guys, but there was no room for me to feel
really try
love.
To be open for
yeah,
love.
Yeah,
yeah. I think like, okay, so the first guy I didn't really go out with him. He just knocked the dust off. And that was about 18 months after Daryl. He was a younger guy. Somebody that I knew I had absolutely no future with. But, you know, I'm a girl. I had needs, you yeah. know. So he came to clean the carpet and it went from there, you know.
And that's about
He's
all
such
was.
A nice guy. He's still to this day. He think he the manager now, the carpet cleaner.
Is that the one we ran into? Yeah. And I was looking at y'all's exchange. And I'm like, okay, who is this guy?
Girl, Ooh. Yes, honey. I was calling Too him funny. To clean that carpet more often than necessary. But anyway, I digress. So, but as far as dating, I feel like both times, the first one was a scammer. I found out he had researched me and, you know, he was just a flat scammer, like a nut.
Like trying to come up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, goodness. Definitely. And
cuckoos out here.
Yeah, it's some real cuckoos out here. I mean, he had been arrested for impersonating the police officer and everything. Girl, it was a whole crazy goodness, situation. Goodness. It was crazy. And then the next guy.
Oh, we know about the next
Right.
One.
So anywho.
He's a whole episode
a whole
by
episode
himself.
By his damn self. But I wouldn't dare get him the airtime, child.
I know, we're not. No. We're not.
So anyway. So
moving right along.
I think that when you know it's time, you just know it's time. And for me, I felt like I was still married or still had. I had to have a certain level of respect. So I didn't want to be out in public, so to speak, too soon.
Oh, yeah, same here.
Because folks are always judging and looking. Yeah. But at the end of the day, let me tell you something. I told y'all, white people move on. So I'm definitely, you know, a
few in that space now. But I'm sorry, there's no way that we could have done that back then.
No, I like, couldn't yeah, have done like, that back then. No. I couldn't have done it back then.
There would have been so much guilt. Like,
and we both had high profile. Our husbands, your husband had played in the league. My husband was a police officer. So that was, he was on the news. It was yeah, everywhere. So yeah. It was hard for me to move a certain kind of way. But like I said before, I know if the roles had been reversed, them mm-hmm. heifers would have been lined up by driveway yeah. with butt cakes and pies and everything. And nobody wouldn't have felt no kind of way about yes. it. But anyway, so how has social media affected your dating life? When you were dating, when you did date?
It really didn't because yeah. I didn't expose myself in that way.
Right.
You know, I'm very private. Only mm-hmm. my girlfriends knew who I was dating.
Yeah.
And so it just didn't. It didn't play a role at all because yeah. I wasn't looking like, oh, I want him to post me in because you wasn't getting posted on my page.
Exactly. So, right.
So, yeah. So it didn't play any role at all. And now.
And that is interesting because it's more meaningful for people to be like, I have a guy friend and his girlfriend, he said that they had a full out argument because she was mad he wouldn't post her. Mm. And I was like, is that what makes Is that what?
Yeah.
That's
is that what,
what
you see value
yeah,
in?
That's yeah, that's value because, like, you done met his mama and you be with his kids. And
right.
That would be what was most important to me. In my world, when a man tell you home to his mama, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
To me, that's the way I always felt validated. Like, if he want me to meet, that's what Daryl, he was like, my mama's coming in town for the holidays. And I was like, oh, we good.
Yeah.
But now it's like, that's not as important. People want to be posted.
Yeah, because there's so much. I mean, people look to social media for validation. And from people that you don't even know. And that's
right.
The sad part. Like,
that's
you don't even
so
know
crazy to me that you would do that. So, B, let me ask you a question, because you're a high profile person here in Atlanta. You sell a lot of houses to, you know, celebrities and everybody. But, you know, you've sold to a lot of celebrities. And I'm just wondering, how does your social media presence and the fact that you have to basically use social media affect your marriage, if at all? Like, does it bother Ryan?
You know, it's funny because he's not a social media person.
Right, he's like, not.
He's
so that's
so
probably
not.
Why y'all...
Yeah, yeah. And initially it was hard for him to just understand. Like,
the need for you to...
Yeah, the need for me. But like, as he, you know, as I had to really take the time to explain, you know, mm-hmm. like, so much of my business, of my notoriety, of just how the growth in my business has come from this platform.
Right.
You know, so like, this ain't no different than me marketing, than me, you know, getting some postcards and flying and marketing to a neighborhood or,
right.
you know, just any other marketing efforts. Like, this serves as marketing for me. And at the end of the day, people do business with who they like and who
Period.
They trust.
And they can relate
and,
to, absolutely.
And I make, you know, my social media presence is totally about who I am as a person. It's
Absolutely.
Not just real estate.
Right.
Like, people see that I am a family woman, not just a businesswoman. I incorporate, you know, I balance that is so such a priority for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people respect that too.
Absolutely.
People respect
Definitely.
That. So that is, he's fine with it now. He totally sees the value in it, you know, but at first, for somebody who's not a social media person, you have, because I mean, like, yeah, I was posting often. You know, now I didn't post us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't post us, but I did post certain aspects of my life because people like to see that.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
people like to see that. So.
And like you said, people do business with people they like, who they can relate to. You know, I had a young lady to go in my dip. She's like, oh my gosh, my son is big in baseball and blah, blah, blah. And we just started talking to her husband looking for a house.
Yeah.
So it definitely helps when people feel like they can relate to you. But I like the fact that I came up in a time where there was no social media.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm glad I could date in peace. I'm glad whatever I went through, I could go through in peace.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I said that in my thing. I'm glad that even when Daryl passed, there was no social media.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't imagine.
I just,
oh, my God. The pressure. I even look at how people now just even have to, like, do interviews and talk about it on social media. Like, that was so totally not me.
Right.
Like, I grieved in private.
Right.
You know, I grieved in private, and I just asked, I solicited prayers, and I said,
right.
look, just pray for me, but you're not about to see me out here just, you know, pouring my heart out. Like, that just wasn't me. Like,
right.
I agree with you. I couldn't
yeah.
imagine going mm-hmm. through that then, now.
No.
Because it's so totally different.
Yeah, it's totally different. And then, like I said, if you get up every day and you're in such pain in the world, like, it's just so happy.
Yeah.
I think it would have affected me differently, even more so. So I'm glad that there was no social media. And I think that even from a dating perspective, you know, I think it's totally different the way people date now. Because, again, people date on social media.
Yeah.
They put out there in a relationship, complicated, or it's complicated, or they update their life through statuses.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's like, and that is still foreign to me. I guarantee you, y'all gonna know, of course, you my girl. But yeah, I'm gonna be one of those, when I post, we engage.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am not.
You know it's right.
Right,
like,
exactly. I'm not, because first of all, you're not finna have me out here looking stupid.
Yeah.
And then some other bitch got you on her page. And then I'm thinking I'm posting something about something. I find out me and her would just, nah, child, bye.
Too much.
That's too much.
Too much.
So I'm definitely not doing that. So when you dated before the digital world, what are some of the things that you missed?
You know
you
what?
Feel
no,
like...
no. That was going to be my next question for you about online dating, because you kind of touched on that.
I have.
Such a big component now of this whole dating piece.
Because
I
is.
Look at, like, a busy executive, you know,
yes.
You know, entrepreneurial woman with
yeah.
commitments with our children and other outside. Like, do you really have time?
No.
To, like,
you
where
don't.
Are you going to meet
I
this
never
person?
Thought I would be open to online dating until I realized my time is so limited. And it allows you to, and kind of with Renee and listening to her stories,
yeah.
it kind of allows you to, and my brother and I talked about it, because I was like, what do you think about online dating? My sister-in-law, Les, told me, and then KJ said it, why don't you try online? Because KJ went to a wedding recently. Her girlfriend met you know.
I have a few girlfriends.
That have met their husbands online.
That have gotten married through dating, online dating sites.
And when I started looking at it, based upon what you just said, being an exec, you know, being a busy person, I don't have a lot of time to just go out and sit at the bar with my leg crossed and see who's going to come up and talk to me. You know what I mean? Even though that last guy did meet a Houston's like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met him in Houston's. But, you know, so I do recommend that going to the bar and having a glass of wine by yourself, you will definitely meet guys. Mm. Yeah, you definitely will. And we're still kind of talking. But, yeah, so I'm open to online dating. The problem that I've had with online dating, they don't be looking like that in real life.
Imposters.
How old were you when you posted? You is 52 now, and you done posted a picture from you with 30. I
need some updated pictures.
And then it's like, and you can feel it when you get in person, and neither one of y'all see that y'all look like y'all did. Like, right. I had to go back and be like, well, damn it, am I looking like I had to go back and change some of my pictures. I'm like, and I'm looking a little bit slimmer on that picture. That angle was a little too. So I got to go back and do some of the wide body shots. So you can see
what, like, this me now, okay?
Because of that last one I got there, I'm like, this Negro ain't, not only is he not 6 feet, he is like, oh my God.
And now, guy's good for stretch. That bothers
girl,
me.
Let me
that
tell you something. Me. Like, why would you say you're 6 feet tall? Like, you are not 6 feet. And he's talking about, you're taller in person. I said, you're shorter. What the hell? So we can just wrap this up right now. We can just do coffee because this ain't going nowhere. Because you already lying. But yeah, so I'm open to online dating, and all sites are not created equal, but then, you know, I love Dateline. So when I be hearing folks met on Match.com, and then he killed her, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I need to go back to the
old. And you do hear some horror stories too. We have a girlfriend who she was talking to a guy.
Oh my God.
And he was a scammer.
He was a scammer.
Like, because they had started to develop a connection, you know? And then come to find out, he started talking about, oh, you know, one of his bank accounts got tampered with. So he had to close those accounts and drive to New York.
To D.C. or something crazy. DC. Like, what the hell? So and it is a lot of scams. I like, you know, and sometimes depending on the mess, I'm like, he's sitting at a coffee shop in Nigeria. Like, I know damn well he ain't really. Like, for real, like, you know, so you kind of have to wade through that. And then it's the thing of where online they may look a certain way, and then you hear them on the phone, and then they voice change. It's like, oh my God.
I had that experience.
Yeah, I remember that, girl. You call him one day when we was in the car. You talk about, just listen. He really liked you too.
But girl, he sounded like, I'm like, oh, how do you look like that on a picture?
And you,
but then you, sound like,
I remember that. Oh my God, he was about 6'5", wasn't he? But he had a 5'5" voice. And I kept trying to tell you, B, you can get past. You said, oh, hold on, what time for the call? Girl, we was in that car, girl, I holler. I said, you right. Ain't the way to hear. He did not have a voice that fit his height. He had a short voice,
I couldn't
if
get
there's
over
such
it.
A thing.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I had
a guy who laughed a certain way 2 weeks ago. He laughed. His laugh was like, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to deal with him. And I thought the first time, maybe it was a fluke. So I said something else. He said, and I was like, no way in the hell. He been texting and calling every day, honey. He is on block because I can't get past his laugh.
Oh,
so it's quirky stuff like that from meeting a person online opposed to meeting them in person. It's so quirky, girl. But ooh,
girl,
Lord.
This dating thing is just, it ain't no joke.
Thank God you out of it, girl.
I do thank God because I promise you, like, even when after I got married and, you know, my first experience. Like, even we were married young, and you know what comes along with being married young. We had a lot of hurdles and challenges that we had to overcome. But I promised, like, going back into the dating world, I was like, oh my God, I take the security of being married any day versus all this craziness that's out here in the world.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a whole lot. It's a lot.
And I don't envy. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to get the lesson. I don't get it. Like, I waited so freaking long to meet somebody who, like I told you, Daryl was the first guy to meet I felt to love me back the way that I loved him.
Yeah.
So to have him and lose him, and I'm like, then I got to go out here and deal with this. It just seems so.
It just seemed unfair.
It does seem unfair. It seems unfair. So I know he going to be something else when he comes.
You know he is.
I already know he's going to be something amazing.
And I can attest to that because my husband, I love him dearly. And it's like, we are such a great fit for each other. Like, we met at in a gym.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We met in the gym.
Our lives are just so in sync. You know, it's just like we
Y'all moved pretty fast.
Yeah, oh, we did.
Because I remember we went to my brother's house to swim one day, and I looked at you, I was like, you sure? Because it was quick. I was like, what? You sent me that picture. I was drinking my morning cup of coffee, and my phone went off, and I was like, what the?
Why? But you know what else we realized is that when you know, you know. You know, when you know,
in our age,
and when you've been out in this dating world for so long, like when you have that kind of chemistry and that kind of a connection that we had off the rip, you know, we were engaged after 5 months. You know, we were.
Shorter.
No, it was. We,
no, February, you can March, you can count
February,
all you
March,
want.
April, May, June.
You met him at the end of February, and y'all engaged.
No, honey, we met the year before.
Okay,
we
Renee,
met the year
Renee
before.
Call in.
Don't you
Renee,
think I know?
Yeah,
don't
but you me and Renee have already had
no,
this conversation.
No, we started officially dating in February. We got engaged in June.
Y'all got engaged
February.
In May.
No, do you think
I remember
I
the text?
Do you not know when I know when I got engaged.
Okay, let me pull the text.
I know when I got, June 15th is when I got engaged on my niece's birthday.
Uh-huh.
It was June 15th. I do know this.
When y'all went over there for Candy's 40th birthday party? Candy's birthday in May,
no, that
right?
That was in May.
Okay.
We went on the trip in
okay.
May.
Okay, that's how I thought. Okay.
And here's what's so crazy, right? You know, I did a vision board.
I remember.
And I got to tell this story. So we had done a vision board that December before. Keisha and some other of our girlfriends would get together for this vision board party. And on that vision board, I had put... I put a ring. I put that I wanted to be married. I had put a picture of an altar, and it said alter ego, and it was a man and a woman standing under an altar. And then I had put a picture of the Atlantis, right? Because I had never been to the Atlantis, the Bahamas.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, one day I'd just love to go to the Bahamas, you know, Atlantis.
Wow.
And lo and behold, Candy decides to do this, and it was on a whim, you know, put together a birthday celebration in the Bahamas. And mind you, I hadn't even looked at my vision board. Okay. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even, since I did it probably in December, I hadn't even looked at it. So so she invited, you know, Ryan and I on that birthday trip. And so
to the Atlantis. Because y'all went to Atlantis,
to
right?
The
I mean, y'all
Atlantis.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
I thought. Yeah.
To the Atlantis.
I love
it. We had a great time there. Girl, I get back home, right? Get back home. And I'm just in my closet getting dressed. And I look down and there's my vision board. And I saw that picture of the freaking Atlantis. And I looked at where we were in that space, my, you know, current husband. I said, God is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God is amazing, because who would have thought that I would end up in the Atlantis with my, you know, boyfriend then, but now husband. And I'm like, and then we get engaged the next month.
You put the, it's girl, like, make the vision, write the vision and
make it
plain.
Clear.
I believe
yes.
in that. So
yeah.
that, yeah, I absolutely believe in that. So that, yeah. So, and I agree with you. It doesn't take forever. Like I told Daryl, I loved him on our first date. He looked at me like I was crazy, but I did. You know, he passed the popcorn to me like, okay. But, you know, it's when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And so I agree. And I ain't giving nobody no whole lot of time. I'm damn, you ain't putting no ring on my finger. Engagement means we are taking the time to plan our wedding.
Oh, absolutely.
I ain't walking around here like Jennifer Hudson did all them years with no engagement ring.
Yeah.
But he, you know, when he decided he wanted to be a wrestler, we already knew that wasn't going to work. But anyway, talking about he got a law degree from Harvard, but you want to wrestle, hell out of here with
shut
that.
Up,
so
up.
Anyway, so I agree. But somebody else asked, would you prefer your boyfriend's spouse to be active on social media? We kind of talked about that. You said, he's not active on social media.
Yeah, he's
media.
Not. I'm not going to pressure
prefer
him.
I prefer mine not to, because I have to be. I don't think both of us need to be active on social media. Somebody, and I have to for work, and unless he has to for work, I would rather not. I mean, I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah, so I'm blessed in that regard, because he could care less.
Okay, so then somebody say, what are some of the things you look for in an online profile? Well, since you're not in the game, what I look for... I ain't gonna lie, I scroll down to height first.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first things. If the picture is kind of attractive, I look at their height. Then I go back and read if they've ever been married. I do not really prefer dating guys who've never been married or have children, because if they are 40-something, never been married, and don't have children, they tend to be odd.
But you know what? I can't say.
I'm talking about from my experience.
For your
people
experience.
That I've met.
But
that
like
are 40
one of our
plus,
girlfriends, you know, she married a guy over 40. He had never been married, didn't have any children. And now they got married and they just had a baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
who?
Stephanie.
Oh, but she had a kid.
She had
but
a kid,
he
but
had,
he didn't.
Yeah, he Jamaican. I put it, I mean, you know, maybe he West Indian. I'm just saying maybe because from over there, I don't know. I'm just telling you my experiences that I have found, and her daughter was older too. So maybe at this age I could do it, but I never wanted to be with somebody who didn't have kids when DJ was smaller.
Yeah.
Because I want somebody who had, they couldn't relate to what I was doing. I told you that one guy told me I ain't that much baseball in the world. I was like, oh, this ain't gonna work.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I prefer them to have been married or have had children because it's hard to know what it's like to put somebody else first if you've never had to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it just, every situation is different. So I look at their past relationship status and then I look at what they're doing. I don't care so much about their income. Now I will say if it's $25,000, we're not going to really have a lot in common.
Yeah.
So when I see that $25,000 to $50,000, that I probably scroll through those. I mean, that sounds pretentious, but it's just being honest because I think it would, I don't understand how you 50 making $25,000 a year. How do you even live off that? And sometimes I think the guys may put that up there to see.
And that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah. And I'm just missing out on something bag of good then. Because I'm just going to scroll on. But
do you have to put your income
on? You don't. Some guys don't put it on there. And I honestly can just have a phone conversation with somebody. I just want somebody who's about their kids and hardworking. And you can't really tell that in an online profile. But that first conversation, I'm telling you, it pretty much make or break you.
Yeah.
That like the laugh that got me. And there's just no way I could talk to somebody who laughs like that. It was just too much. I just couldn't do it. And I wouldn't want no sense in me misleading him. And it seemed like the more I don't like him, that's when they be liking me a lot. I'm like, here he come. You know, every day I wake up to a freaking text message from him.
Hey, beautiful.
Yeah, good morning, beautiful. You know, they love him damn morning text messages. I'm like, and I be wanting to be somebody else. I'm like, if this mofo would stop texting me, he blocking it. His bad energy. He put energy over me so nobody else can't damn text me good morning, beautiful. Oh, my gosh. So, yes, I have tried dating on a website app, blah, 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 blah. And so far, I met one guy, and I promise you, when we both hit the door, we both knew what we did look like when we talked. He looked me up and down because I looked at him. I was like, after I left him, I pulled out my phone immediately and said, there is no way in the hell. Like, what angle did he take that picture? I mean, his back was round. Like, well, you couldn't see his back on the picture, but he had, like, I don't mind a big, I'm a big girl, but you got to be big within a certain. He took his picture from an angle. Let me just say that. So, yeah, I do it.
He worked them angles.
And then he had the audacity to say something to me when I ordered chicken wings for dinner. I was like, no, this nigga is not trying to count my cake. He was like, you sure you don't want to get him grilled? I said, no, I want extra damn lemon pepper, fried, got doggone hard, with some blue cheese. I was like, I know a fat mofo ain't trying to check me on my calories.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's what you not going to do. If you in shape, that's what. As a matter of fact, I don't want nobody saying nothing to me about what I eat. How about that? Now.
But it's crazy to me that people who are not physically fit can put them kind of demands on you when you're not even in shape.
But then, you know what? When we started to talk, he talked about this one girl that he really liked. Two girls, and both of them were foreign. So I was like, I don't even know why you sent me a message. Because I'm as black as they come. So I don't know. Ain't nothing behind Brazilian or nothing over here except for this hair, possibly. So ain't no sense in you know. But so that would probably, when he checked my worst dating experience, that probably was one of the top because I couldn't believe somebody overweight was trying to tell me what to order for food.
Bless his
and
heart.
He said, well, I'm going to just get the grilled wings. I'm like, probably because he ate a damn number two from McDonald's on the way here. Now he can be all conservative in front of me. The hell with that. You ain't fooling nobody.
He definitely tried it.
So what was your worst date experience when you were dating? Did you have one?
Girl, it ain't worth giving the energy to. So we just going to keep that moving.
Okay.
Because
you scared they're going to listen to no.
You
married now, girl. You's married.
I'm married. So just, you know, we'll just leave that one alone.
Okay.
So, I think we've devoted enough time to that topic, but I think we covered the gamut. You know, I think we covered the gamut. You know, dating is a challenge.
Yes.
But I think you just have to also go into it with an open mind and open heart. Open mind and open heart.
Open heart.
And sometimes, you know, the package that you or the, you know, this ideal of the person that you see yourself being with may, you know, you may have to tweak that some.
And I agree with that. And I have done that. And I do agree with you on that. I definitely, you know, because I've already had DJ, I'm not so strong on certain stuff like I used to be. So it may not be what Yeah, I'm open. I'm more open from a physical standpoint.
Right.
You know, but when I was younger, I wasn't, because my dad had told me life was hard on unattractive people. Mm. So I always wanted to make sure I was with somebody who I would have a pretty baby with.
Mm.
That I did. I mean, I know it sounds pretentious, but they did a whole report on 2020.
Oh, wow.
Where they had people who were less attractive to come in for a job interview and people who were very attractive, and a very attractive person always got the job.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a very...
There's certain things that you, if you have control over, you want to, you
yeah,
know, make,
I mean,
make
just,
better choices.
You know, life hard enough that you come here, bring, you know.
Say that again.
So, you know, but anyway, so you want to roll right on into Ish My Kid Did This Week?
Yes, yes. So I guess I'll start because, you know, my boys are, they're just awesome. You know, we got some good boys. You know, DJ just celebrated his birthday and we all were able to get together and celebrate him. And that was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And, and then I was telling you about Chase and Dylan having their first high school basketball game that they played together. So Chase is a senior and Dylan is a freshman and they both started. And so your brother, it's so funny because he, like I told you, he and I were texting. He didn't realize I was at the game. I was just coming back from Savannah, and I guess people were still thinking I was in Savannah.
Yeah.
But no, I made it back in time for that game, honey. And he was texting me like, wow, this is crazy. They both started.
So crunk, B. He was so crazy.
Yes.
His kids go to Paideia.
Yeah.
So he was like, he said, Keith, he was like, I'm loving this. I'm coming to like every game. He was like, them boys, them Hunter boys, serious. And he was texting me, and I said, I told you I'm trying to get this course uploaded. I said, I've seen them play several times. He said, yeah, but they together tonight.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, okay. So then DJ texts me, Chase going viral. He going viral today. So I was like, okay, but go ahead, but yeah.
So yeah, so it was just so cool to see them in their element and playing together and in sync. And they both have really good games. Chase did have two dunks that have kind of started to go viral.
They have.
Like, yes.
I mean,
were some incredible dunks. And just to see him, you know, like, because they put in so much work, you know, and Dylan's starting to come into his own, but I'm like, he's just budding, you know, he's just in the beginning stages and he's only a freshman, so it's like, but Chase has put in the work and he's a senior year, so he can just play with ease now, he's already committed, so he don't have that pressure trying to figure out, you know, where am I gonna
go
to school.
I'm so proud of Chase.
Girl, me too.
I'm proud of all of our boys, but I mean, because, you know, I'd be remiss not to mention that I lost a client and friend, family friend, this past weekend, who unfortunately, tragically, and I remember when he was a little boy, and I remember he just sent him his baseball uniform, and it just reminds me, like, he grew up playing baseball, loving the sport. And so when I think about our boys, and I know what his mom put into him, you know what I mean? I know what she did, and my heart goes out to the Tennyson family, but more so, I think about who Sutton, that's the Sutton I remember.
Yeah.
And how hard we can work as parents, and you just have to just stay prayed up because you just never know. Our kids are ultimately going to become adults and make their own decisions.
Yeah.
But it makes me, when certain experiences happen, you can't help but reflect.
Yeah.
And it makes me think, like, gosh, to have done it by ourselves with our boys, and to have not one of them ever have not, you know what I mean? Like, they're on such good paths.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, Chase is definitely going viral, and I always like to mess with Chase. So when y'all came to DJ's birthday party, I just walked up to him and laid my head on his chest and hugged him. He was looking like, what is this teacher doing? Because he's so quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but I just love to aggravate him. He just cracks up. I just went up to him and laid my head on his chest.
Too funny. Yeah. Yes.
I just went up and laid my head on his chest. He's like, oh, hey. He's such good boys. So I love them. They are such good boys. But yeah, I was impressed. So do Dylan and Chase, when they're playing, because they are brothers, do they kind of like just go back and forth with each other?
Oh, no.
Or how does that work?
And that dynamic works really well because, like, Dylan is a true point guard.
Okay.
You know, he's going to find an open man, and that ain't going to always be Chase.
Right.
You know, so, like, that's what I can appreciate about him is that he is the floor general. You know, he's going to get it to who needs it when they need it.
Right.
You know, and
Chase is
a combo guard. So he's a two, but he can play the one and the two. Point guard or the shooting guard.
Oh, okay.
So the one
it.
Is
okay.
a point guard, the two is a shooting guard.
Okay.
But when you're labeled as a combo guard, you can play both.
Mm-hmm.
But his role primarily on this team is more so the shooting guard. Dylan is the point guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. But they came from behind. It was a really they trailed practically the entire game and then came back and won the game in the last 2 minutes. So it was a good game. We got the whole family out, my mom, my dad, cousins. you know, everybody came out. So it was very cool. It was a good way to top off my birthday.
Yeah, yeah. They did that. Yeah. They did. They really, really did. Well, as you mentioned, this DJ had a birthday. He turned 17 last Thursday and we celebrated and I was so glad. We had a good time. Like, this, you know, we had my girls was on one side and then your boys and Riley and the rest of them on the other side. So they had a good time. And when we left, he said, "Mom, this was a great birthday."
Yeah.
And that's all, that just all that matters to me. Yeah. He ain't stopped talking about that damn Jeep that he not
getting. That's what I was about to say. He's still probably thinking that Jeep gonna just drive up and be in the driveway when he gets home.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
Yeah, he's not getting a Jeep. Jeeps are too lightweight, and that's what I was trying to tell him. Like, you know, even when you do get a vehicle, it won't be a Jeep because you're a new driver and Jeeps are very lightweight. We're not doing that. So he I'm watching DJ mature and come into his own in a way that I'm just so proud of, though. Yeah. Like, I'm upset that I got that email from his Spanish teacher, but we're gonna work through that. But as who he's becoming as a young man, I couldn't be prouder.
Yeah.
I just could not be prouder. He is just so mature. So much more mature, and he's so focused.
Yeah,
you know, and he had an opportunity the other night when he was with his pitching coach, who's a former MLB pitcher. He took some video of DJ, and he said, "I'm sending this to New York because he wants DJ to be in this series called the Breakthrough Series."
Yeah.
So he sent the video right then to New York, and he was like, "I got four kids I'm watching. You're one of them, and I want to give you every bit of exposure that I can." So he was
wonderful.
So excited. Yeah. I mean, he left there walking like.
His chest,
right, chest poked out.
Yeah,
so you know, I'm excited for him, I'm proud of him, and we just gonna have to figure out this Spanish thing. I don't know.
You know, I told you Chase was struggling in math.
Okay,
and I got him with one tutor that came recommended last week, and Chase left out of that session and was like, "Mama, he was trying to figure that out like I was." He was trying to figure these problems. I'm like, what in the entire hell? So that one didn't work out.
Yeah.
But then I got another recommendation from a tutor over at Woodward that teaches math at Woodward, and that went very well.
And it really is. All tutors are not created.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure it out like I was. Right. They're not all created equal, so you definitely have to find the one that's going
to
click with your kid.
You know, you still got to find him Latin female
tutor. Yeah, real pretty.
Yeah,
that look like J-Lo.
And he's going to get it. He's going to get it.
Yeah, I know he's going to pull through. So, because he has A's and B's in every class. So I was like, and I told him, I said, semester, you have physics and math. I said, so we need to relish in this right here.
Oh, I got to say this, though, because my husband's nephew has a student athlete that goes to North Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were telling him some of the challenges that we were having with, you know, Chase and, you know, just keeping them focused and on top of their grades.
Yeah.
He sent us over a copy of a schedule that he puts together for his son. Him and his wife put together for his son every week.
Okay.
So on Sunday, they have a breakdown of what, and it's broken into two halves. The first half is what assignments they have, or what assignments and tests and projects that they have coming up for that week.
That's great.
And then on the other half is all of his sports commitments. So, you know, his trainings, his how much time. I mean, it's broken down to a T. And I said, "Oh my God, this is incredible!"
Right,
and it made me feel like a failure. I'm like, "Oh my God!"
Right, because I'm like, "Golly!"
Like,
and
Jesus
that's what
Christ.
I feel too. I feel like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, I wish DJ could be more responsible, but he's just not. He's just not.
And if they really have to be taught, they really do.
Yeah.
Like, I had to be taught as a businesswoman that if it's not on my schedule, it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Like, and that's
so
why I'm still struggling.
I live by schedule, and it's like. They need that same type of structure too.
Right.
And they're not going to necessarily get that on their own. They do need help with that.
So I need to figure that out.
Yeah.
You're right. Because we be doing stuff by the cuff.
Yeah. And we do too.
Yeah.
But and we stay on them, you know, like, are you doing this?
Right.
But they more so need it spelled out.
Right.
So they can see it and they can be, I got this test on this date. So it just may, I'm going to send a copy of that.
That's a great idea. I'm definitely going to
do that. Yeah, so we've been working on that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, we didn't get an email Mama on the Move this week, but I have a Mama on the Move that I want to shout out, and I know you're going to be shocked because it's your cousin.
Mm.
Yeah, Jocelyn.
Oh, my Jay.
Yeah. And it's because I've seen her, you know, I only met Jocelyn through you, obviously,
right.
And, you know, she's your cousin, but we call each other cousin there, too, and I just love, she's a mom of three.
Yeah.
She has a son in college, and then I don't know what the middle one,
he's a senior.
He's a senior, and then she has little Josh.
And little Josh,
he's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
But she has gone up in her career. I saw her post something about a young lady she hooked up with when she was in Atlanta yesterday, where they both started as agents with State Farm 15 years ago, and how they both have gone up. And, you know, and I just looked at Jocelyn Tate, you know, just looked at her life evolve.
Yeah.
You know, she, you know,
was married 20 was, years, yeah, went through a divorce. Know,
right, yeah, went through a divorce. Yeah. But she's like in a great relationship now. She's happy.
Yes.
And just to see her evolve and continue to climb the ladder of success within her, you know, within her company.
And she is doing it. When yes. I tell you.
Traveling.
The promotions that she's been awarded, you know, like every other year, she's doing so well. And the people in the higher ups in State Farm, they see like she is, she's talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's talent. She's gifted. She really is. And I'm just as proud. So I'm so glad that you chose
I love Jocelyn. She's so funny. And just, but I love, just respect. I remember you told me she got married young, but she went back to college. She got a degree, you know, just, so just how driven she is and doing all that and still making track meets and basketball games and still traveling and all that stuff. So yeah, Jocelyn, you are our mama on the move
I
of the
love
week.
It. Yes.
And we are proud of you and wish you continued success in every area of your life. And we love you.
Yes, we do.
So that's what I wanted to do, was do Jocelyn for a shout out. So
that's awesome. That's a great way to end this episode.
Yes. Yes. So we glad you guys are continuing to join us. Keep giving us feedback. We appreciate it. Subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube as well as our iTunes and such. So we, you know,
and
we
leave reviews.
It.
We love reviews.
Definitely love reviews. So.
And then also, if you want to be recognized as our mama on the move, be sure to send in an email to wearemamasonthemove@gmail.com.
Exactly. And until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.